The Word of God is living and reflective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into the vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out at about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day? They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, and who bore the daily burden and heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for only the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. For if I wish to give the last one the same as you, all am I not free to do what I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the gospel today can be confusing. For many of us, we are so used to clocking in and clocking out, right? Come on, yes. We are used to that. We clock in and then we clock out. And we are paid for hours, the hours that we work for. And so, to listen to such a gospel or the Word of God can be confusing, and at times it can force us to say, it is unfair. It is very unfair. How can the person who came at 5 o'clock, only working for only 1 hour, get the usual wage? Very unfair. But now, when we go deeper into this gospel, we need to understand that Jesus uses this parable as a story to help the people to understand the goodness of God, the generosity of God, and how God gives us the graces that we need in our lives. Sometimes some are given more and others are given less. not because God does not love us all. He does. All even we find ourselves in a situation like this and start to complain and say, why is this person just entered the church? You know, he was, you know, all his life wasn't baptized. Now he entered the church at a later age. Why is this person praying even more than I do? And yet I'm always faithful. I pray every day. I read the Word of God every day. I spend time before the Blessed Sacrament. And then we start complaining over and over again. And yet we forget that God is generous. God is merciful. God is loving. It doesn't matter the time that we come in the vineyard. What matters is the generosity of God and how faithful God is. This is a very powerful parable for all of us, and most especially all of us who are so used to clock in and clock out. Jesus today is saying, are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. Today, as we go about with our day, let us take a moment and reflect on this gospel reading and the generosity of our God and the gift of God, the gift of the faith that God has given us. Let us remember that we didn't earn that gift. We don't merit that gift. It is just a gift given because God is generous. Let us allow God's generosity always to work in each and every one of us. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us and point us to Jesus, the one who invites us not to lose focus, not lose sight of the generosity of our God. Amen.